USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As of right now, we have not yet reached a final agreement, regretfully.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill as lawmakers continue to work behind the scenes on a new COVID-19 relief package and the bill to fund the government into 2021. The Kentucky Republican, not the only one who believes something needs to be done.
I am so frustrated by the inability of us to act like adults with responsibility.
Maryland Democratic Senator Steny Hoyer. Moderna is partnering with the McKesson Pharmaceutical Company for the rollout of the new coronavirus vaccine. Vials will be filled with the vaccine at a site in Indiana. From there, it will be transported to hospitals around the country using UPS and FedEx hubs in Louisville and Memphis. Shipping set to begin this weekend. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has enlisted Santa to sell children on her coronavirus pandemic message. The video message of a man dressed as Santa Claus was shown to young children who were asking the governor about COVID-19. Towards the end of the video, the Democrat governor has a message for the little children.
And another way to stay safe during the holiday is to stay home, but call your grandparents and your cousins and your family. And it's the safest way to tell the people you love how much you care about them. This year it has to look a little bit different so we can stay safe. And I appreciate all of you doing your part.
Alphabet Inc.'s Google is planning on offering free weekly at-home COVID-19 testing for all of its United States employees and plans to expand globally next year. The company recommending every staffer be tested, although it's not mandatory. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former President Barack Obama is appearing in a series of new campaign ads ahead of Georgia's key Senate runoff elections. Senator Kamala Harris set to visit the state next week. Meanwhile, last week, Vice President Mike Pence was in Georgia campaigning for both Republican candidates. As far as how the polls are looking for the candidates in Georgia, Trafalgar Group's Robert Cahaley tells Fox News,
"We're seeing a little bit of movement. This is our third poll in 3 weeks, and we are showing that for our first time in any of our polls, we're showing a lead for Purdue. It's still very, very close with the certainly within the margin of error at 50.2 to 47.5. And on the special, we are showing Loeffler maintaining the lead that she's had on most of our surveys, and she's at 52-2 versus 45-5 for Warnock.
Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is suggesting he might join a challenge to the Electoral College count when a joint session of Congress meets on January 6th to officially count the electoral votes cast in the presidential election. Tuberville saying fellow Alabama Republican Congressman Mo Brooks plans to challenge the vote. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.